Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 76 on Twitch streaming. You could find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with any other videos or podcasts I'm a part of. You can find all my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, and cat photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So why am I doing a video on Twitch streaming? Well, Twitch streaming and streaming just in general has become more and more popular over the years. Video games obviously have become more and more popular because we are basically the generation of video games. Currently, people buy PCs and video game consoles for entertainment purposes, and the way that we go through and find more entertainment out of it is by viewing streams of some kind, whether that be through Twitch or through any other streaming media, YouTube, Facebook, or whatever else there might be out there. Basically, people are watching streamed content or they're watching short video snippets for entertainment purposes. Now, why is this important? Well, the reason that I find this important is because obviously I'm a content creator, albeit not the best content creator of a YouTube channel. And my girlfriend also creates content in digital media and she does streaming of her own. Now, why it's important to me is because a friend recently pointed out to me that as of recently, I am unemployed and I am seeking employment. Why not utilize this time to, for one, you know, make my overall quality of my video and contents better, and additionally, attempt to do some Twitch streaming? You may not know this if you haven't watched any of my other videos, but I do enjoy playing video games. Now, with that being said, I do enjoy playing, you know, Diablo, and I like playing Overwatch, and I like playing PUBG. But did I ever feel like I was good enough that people would want to watch me? No, and unfortunately, I do feel like most Twitch streamers don't really gain popularity unless they have something going for them, which is them being a good player, usually. That isn't always the case, but, you know, there are other factors that are put into play here. Now, it was kind of presented to me as a challenge, as kind of like, well, you don't know what streaming takes, so why don't you give it a try and then come back and give advice on it? So that's kind of what I'm going to do. Now, I did go ahead and do a little bit of research because research is kind of my shit. I do that all the time. I look up stuff on pretty much everything I'm interested in and learn what I can about it. So what I did is I went through and I looked at YouTube videos and read content online and tried to find best ways and best practices to become a Twitch streamer and become popular. The majority of them all share the same kind of information. You know, for one, it's be personable, be friendly, be fun, you know, interact with your viewers, things like that. That's always something that I feel like is probably being done by the top streamers. So it's pretty good. You know, it's a good suggestion. Now, to the level at which it needs to be done, I think that can vary, but we're going to test it out. That's why I'm going to try and Twitch stream. Now, do I think people are probably going to watch me? Maybe, maybe not, but I'm digressing here, so let's go back to it. Another tip that people had is, of course, to have a face cam, have something where you can display yourself to the viewer so that they know who they're interacting with through the stream. Obviously, that won't be a problem. I already have a decent amount of the equipment needed to set that up, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to give that a try and see what we can come up with. Obviously, my interface here, you know, needs some work. I need to make some adjustments to it, possibly change the angle so that I am viewing at the proper screen, but maybe not. You know, maybe this is the best angle. So there's a couple of things that I'm going to do with that. But most likely, the thing that everyone says is like the biggest thing is going to be keeping a consistent schedule and going through and streaming content that people find interesting. Now, what do I think people find interesting? I don't know. You know, obviously PUBG and Overwatch are very popular games. Diablo 3, not so much popular, but obviously I don't think that I'm that great of a player that people are going to want to use me as a reference, but maybe watching a novice play, let's just say novice until somebody other than me says that I'm better, a novice play these games might be entertaining in some way, especially because I feel like I am kind of entertaining, not overly. Obviously, if I was super entertaining, I'd have more than 20 subscribers on YouTube, but somewhat entertaining as far as the way that I can present information and present myself. So I'm going to try this and see what happens. Try and become semi-popular. We're going to shoot for I'm going to say we're going to shoot low. I'll shoot for 100 people following me for now. And if I can get 100 people following me in like this first month, then we'll see what happens from there. Now, there is kind of a catch on this, which is that I am still actively seeking work. I am playing my video games in my downtime because I'm home. You know, it doesn't make sense to go out and, you know, waste money on gas and drive around and get dressed up and clean up every day to go out and look for work when the majority of work searches these days are through the internet. So I'm going to be looking for work over the internet and trying to find a job in my field, which is IT, which is why I have tons of just IT shit laying all over the place inside of my room here. I think that you can even see right now two monitors, one PC, and obviously I'm actually on a two monitor setup as well with one PC right here. So I'll be actively seeking work at the same time. So that's going to be something that's going to take priority over me streaming. However, I do intend to make a schedule to stream actively, to play games that are popular, and to interact with everybody inside of my stream. I also intend to clean up my station here so that people find it a little bit more interesting and do anything else that I can to try and make my stream something that will be successful, at least within my parameter, which is for now, in this first month or so, to try and get 100 followers, which as far as I go right now is probably not something I'll be able to achieve, but I'm going to set it as a goal. So if you watched any of my other videos, you've seen that I've talked about becoming an affiliate and you've seen that I've talked about setting small goals and things like that. So we're going to try and aim for streaming 3 days a week for anywhere between 2 to 5 hours. I guess it just depends on what I can do. I don't really have an active stream time, what the best time to stream is going to be, but we'll try and flesh that out. We're going to try and flesh all this out over the next month and see what kind of results we get. And then maybe we'll revisit this in a month and see what I have. You know, I will be actively looking for advice on how to become a streamer that has at least 100 followers. I will be actively seeking games that are either free to play or very cheap that people want to watch me play. And I will be actively interacting with anyone that is going to be joining me inside of my stream. Now, again, do I feel like this is going to be something that is going to definitely, like, you know, fill the gap that I need for work? No, I don't, which is why I'm actively searching for work as well. But since someone did challenge me in a way, and since I do think it's something that will be kind of fun, and since I do already play video games, I'm going to give it a try, because why the fuck not? So with all that, if you do have any suggestions on any video games I should be playing, any different content that I should be creating on YouTube to kind of benefit my Twitch stream, or what other things I should be doing to make myself a successful streamer, by all means, please do let me know. Either direct message me, comment, or, you know, Dull Oxide is basically my go-to for usernames practically everywhere. So if you see a Dull Oxide out there and you believe it's me and you want to make a suggestion to me, by all means, message me. Now, as I stated, I'll probably be playing the three games that I already own and I feel like I enjoy playing the most as well. And that's going to be Diablo 3, Overwatch, and PUBG. But with that, if you know anything else, like I probably won't be playing Fortnite. I'm not the biggest Fortnite fan. I don't really like the building and things like that that is included in it, and it's kind of too cartoonish for me. But I'm willing to play it. You know, if my viewers are wanting to play it, then why not? It's close enough to PUBG that I'm not the worst at it. I'm not the best at it. As I stated, I am not a professional gamer. However, I do intend to give it my all for this month or two or three, however long I'm unemployed for, to give it a try, see what I can achieve. You know, when I'll be streaming for the first time, I don't know. It'll be sometime this week, more than likely, and we'll see what happens from there. Now, it will be something that I have to make sure does not conflict with my girlfriend's current stream schedule, but I think that shouldn't be too hard as she does have employment and I don't. So that's something that should be relatively easy. With that being the case, you know, please do like, subscribe, and share these episodes. As always, it is a tremendous help to be able to get myself out there and have people see me. So if you could share this, please do. Please do look for me out on Twitch. I'll be streaming under the name Dull Oxide. And if you do see me, please follow me. Obviously, since I only have about 20 people, 30 people that watch or listen to me, that might only help my goal slightly. But it'll help. So please do subscribe, like, share these episodes, and follow me on Twitch soon here. If you did have any suggestions on content or different things that you'd like to see me either stream on or talk about inside of my podcast here, by all means, do direct message me or comment down below. Thanks again for joining us, guys. As always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.